Ivanka Vishnich, Cambridge Service Alliance.
Ivanka, thank you very much indeed for talking to the Cambridge Service Alliance podcast series today. You're the research lead at the CSA. Your paper, Collaborate to Innovate, How Business Ecosystems Unleash Business Value. Why did you write this report now? Why is it relevant?
We started to study this topic of how business ecosystems function and what makes them come together in order to help our partners and other complex services providers understand their ecosystems and how their ecosystems function. So it's about understanding economic environment that companies operate in and how by understanding it and realizing their role in it, they can do it more effectively, create more value for everyone, as well as capture part of that value for themselves.
You chose to study three well-known global cities.
Yes. So we wanted to learn about how successful ecosystems function, and we chose three successful ecosystems: London, Vienna, and Chicago. So we went around these cities, studied their players and public as well as private organizations, see how they interact, what they're doing in order to accomplish the shared goal.
And just tell us a little bit about those three cities.
Vienna is a very successful continental European city that is particularly distinguished in the conditions for the quality of life for its citizens. London is a cosmopolitan center, very good economic conditions and strong business environment. And Chicago is a very innovative city in the sense that they are, like many other cities, struggling with shrinking budgets. However, it manages to find innovative business models or solutions to fund its activities and to create good quality of life and economic conditions.
So how did you go about mapping those ecosystems, and why are ecosystems important? It seemed like a fairly big task you set yourself.
Yes, it was a fairly big task, and that was the first problem that we encounter, is really understanding all these companies. And you asked why we wanted to do that. We wanted to understand who is who in the ecosystem in order to understand who does what in the ecosystem and what the roles are that they take. We started by mapping out all different organizations and then studying really their About Us part on the website that tell you what they're to do and how they do it. So really basic. We were focusing just on the basics and getting the whole picture painted.
What are the complexities in looking at that picture, and how will understanding of the ecosystems of these cities help businesses achieve their goal in the longer term?
That's a good question, Bonnie. That was one of the questions that we needed to fiercely defend, because our partners of the Cambridge Service Alliance were asking us, why do we study cities, right? And the reason for that is that cities are immensely complex, and therefore understanding cities means that you're more likely to understand some of the simpler ecosystems, like the ones that now are appearing in the ICT sector around Apple or Google. And the second reason is because they're very diverse. So you have public companies, private companies, small, large players, NGOs, citizens. So diversity and complexity is the reason why we studied cities.
We don't know much about ecosystems themselves, do we? We have what you call a handful of players who we know have studied their ecosystems, but not much is really known about.
Absolutely. The only ecosystems that were studied so far were the ecosystems that appear in the IT around companies such as Apple and Google. And what we have learned so far, what we have understood so far, is that it's important for leading company in an ecosystem to understand what other companies around it require, because there are interdependencies. So if Google, for example, decides to start charging for information, it doesn't only impact Google, it impacts also all the marketing companies as well as the users and everybody else that plugs into their ecosystem. Similar is the cases for Apple. So what happened in the past that companies would misunderstand the importance of the ecosystem and enabling others to create and capture part of the value, and they would basically drain the system out of money, for example, and make it impossible for smaller players to make money, which meant that they would exit and then that would finally harm the large company as well. So it really is like a living organism and you cannot function, even if you're the head of it, you cannot function without the other organs.
Now you talk about leveraging the power of ecosystems. Does that mean that if we understand these ecosystems, we can improve our business efficiency?
Yes, absolutely. So if one company that functions within the ecosystem understands what it relies on to accomplish the joint objective, they can be more effective in accomplishing the joint objective. Also, think about a company that functions in the city or works for the city. Canary Wharf Group is a very good example. They started off as a construction company that created office space in Canary Wharf. However, over time, they started to realize that they can play a bigger role in that area. And at the moment, they are really an integrator that is accountable for all the services that are required for that part of the city to run well. So if there is problem with security, they are the ones who make sure that it's solved. If there is a problem, if there's not coffee shops, they will be the ones who start setting up coffee shops or make sure that that's done.
Yeah, that's one of the stories, that Canary Wharf didn't have coffee shops, so people, young people didn't want to move there. So they opened their own coffee shops.
Absolutely. So when we spoke to the representatives of Canary Wharf Group, they really demonstrated to what extent the integrator, the role that they play, was crucial in starting up that area. And indeed, they were the ones who opened up their own coffee shops before there was incentives for smaller players to open up coffee shops. Also, they were very much involved into making sure that the tube line that gets to the Canary Wharf is opened, enables people to come into the area.
So is there a logic to ecosystems? There seems to be a business logic to them, that people really, they build something, they launch something. If it doesn't work, they revise their business plan. So it's logical.
Yes, it's certainly logical. So what we found is actually that there is a very simple logic that governs it. Ecosystems come together where there is a complex challenge to be solved, a challenge that one single company cannot accomplish on their own. And then there are two basic logics. There are individual companies that take ownership of that overarching role, similarly as Canary Wharf Group took the ownership of starting up Canary Wharf area. And then there is the second logic, which is the emergence, which means that individual players do what they can on their own level in order to make that ecosystem function. So none of the individual coffee owners in Canary Wharf wakes up in the morning and says, now I'm going to make sure that Canary Wharf is a vibrant part of the city, but still the incentives that govern their behavior are in line with accomplishing their overarching objective.
Yes, because you talk about hubs and the technology and the innovation. It's poorly understood, but it does have this logic. There is, if I was a CEO wanting to map in my sector the ecosystems, there are what you call universal roles, ways that we can sort of tick boxes and think about those ecosystems. Talent, scale, those are just some of them.
When we started to think about ecosystem, we thought what would be the best way that applies not only to the cities but all other ecosystems. And we realized that one of the ways to understand what is going on in the ecosystem is to understand what are different roles. So similarly as you have an organization that usually has the CEO, the business developer, salesman, and perhaps a secretary, you also have ecosystems roles. And they vary from how central they are to the functioning of the ecosystem as a whole. For example, hub is the player that sets the rules of the ecosystem and is accountable for accomplishing of the joint objectives, all the way down to the small players that we call niches that resolve smaller scale problems, but sometimes equally important. And the coffee example and coffee shops are illustrative of that. We sometimes need coffee, and even though it's a small company that delivers coffee, an ecosystem may not function without it.
But presumably you have ecosystem leads, and they can, by looking at their suppliers, adapt and change the ecosystems, the environment in which really the sector is working. So you can control ecosystems.
I wouldn't agree really that you can control it. You can steer it, you can catalyze some of the activities, but you cannot fully control it, because It's like a living organism. You can control an ecosystem to the extent that you can control a habitat, a natural habitat of a certain species. It is about creating conditions for certain type of activities to occur that contribute to the goals. So, for example, the mayor of London or Chicago can perhaps invest a little bit of money or make sure that they connect the right leaders of private organizations and public organizations and put them into context where they are more likely to contribute to the common goal. But I don't think that controlling is the right way to go.
So perhaps influencing. But onto the role of technology, because we live in an age of fast-changing technology. Globally, people can now live, work anywhere, connect with one another. But you say it's not disruptive. You talk of innovation opportunities. What are those innovation opportunities?
There are two innovation opportunities. One is to understand the ecosystem, see where you are in the ecosystem, and do your job better, effectively. And the second is to have a look at the ecosystem, see how the overall objective is currently achieved, and to draw a new way to achieving that objective and effectively disrupt the current ecosystem.
So can you talk about a recipe for success? If you take your report, you've looked at Vienna, London, Chicago. How much more do we know about ecosystems now? And can we give some CEOs a few tips? For instance, they need to adopt several roles.
My recommendation would be go to your organization, organize workshop with professionals from all walks of life, from the technology, from the sales, from the business development. Understand who are the players that surround you, understand the objectives that you're achieving together with those players, and see whether there is a better way for you to contribute to that objective, or if there is a better way for that objective to be realized altogether. If you find that there is a better way to provide, say, education rather than have university do it, if you believe that online education is better and you might decide to be a disruptor like one of the MOOCs or online education provision companies that are competing directly with the current education ecosystem, which is based around universities.
So there's several courses of action that you can take, but understanding your ecosystem is key, because if you know where you fit in it, you're more able to take those logical steps that will lead to success.
Absolutely. It sounds simple, but it really is about understanding the ecosystem around you.
And what would you say as a tip to Vienna, London, Chicago? Perhaps they've got more in common than they think they have working together?
Yes. Cities like London are becoming more and more aware of what other cities are doing and have found it very helpful to benchmark their practices. And while they compete, they can also collaborate. And I would recommend that they do more of that. I've seen some very useful practices in Vienna, equally in Chicago and London, but they're at the same time very different. Understanding what different cities are doing and how they're doing it may provide some opportunities to share best practices.
Ivanka, thank you very much indeed for talking to the Cambridge Service Alliance podcast series today on your paper, Collaborate to Innovate, How Business Ecosystems Unleash Business Value. I've learned so much.
Thank you very much, Bonnie.